legitimate.
Spelled W-E-I-D-K-E-N. I'm a resident of Oregon. Been here 41 years. Grew up in the neighboring state of Washington. A little town of Linden, L-Y-N-D-E-N, which is north of Seattle, about 100 miles. The port of entry into Canada. When I say port of entry, I mean that's the word. Farming community of about 1,500 people when I grew up in Linden. And so it had fewer people in the city than you have in your school, mind you. It's hard to relate to that because most of you probably have lived in larger communities all your life. When World War II commenced, I was 13 years old, 8th grade. And being on the Pacific coast, we thought, we all were aware that the Japanese might move into Puget Sound area, but all along the coast, we were pretty vulnerable to invasion. So the investment that we made in our community, in civilian defense, was a very strong one, probably more so than the middle part of the United States. So grew up in something that we'd never heard of before. We'd never been threatened by an invasion force. We'd never been involved in anything as large as World War II in European theater and in the Pacific theater. I was a Boy Scout. I lost my scoutmaster at the beginning of the war. I was working on being a life scout at the time. We never got a replacement. I grew up in a town where we walked to school every day, in town. 4 blocks to my school that I attended for 10 years, 3 blocks to the high school. High school was about 350 students when I attended. I had 72 in my graduating class. And in July, my class will celebrate their 60th anniversary. I well remember my reunions with my classmates. We're just fewer in number now. Next week I'll be 78. So I'm pushing 80 years. The gentleman over here has just turned 90. So we're older group that are here today. I enjoyed high school a great deal. Went home every day for lunch. Mind you, every day. Because my father worked across the street for 40-some years before he retired at 65 as a truck driver. And so we had a hot meal. My family wasn't very large. I had a twin sister, so we were quite competitive in school. We were honor students, and but a lot of my friends were honor students too. So we were pursuing going to college too at that point in time. So I went all the way through college right after high school, because I wanted to be a college graduate. My sister did too. And my friends did too. And we all went to different colleges. I just wanted to mention that because at 18, we still had to register for a selective service, the draft, in other words. So I knew my draft board was watching Ken White go to college because they wanted to have me as a body to go into the draft. I graduated in December of 1950, and 12 days after I graduated from the University of Washington, Seattle, in the field of, with a business degree, field of industrial management, I enlisted in the United States Air Force. Going back to high school days, I majored in several different areas, but math and science was important to me. So I took 4 years of science, 4 years of math. Small high school. Not always with a teacher for math, but with a teacher who guided us where we self-taught. So as a sophomore, I had a course called aeronautics for the whole year. I it was only taught during the war years, but I became acquainted a little bit more with aircraft, and with air power. And all during World War II period, I was involved with getting recognition skills in all the aircraft of the world at that time that were in the military. Great Britain, France, Italy, Japan, as well as the United States. Those are the five major ones that had aircraft in the war that I was working with. So I had a lot of interest when I went into the Air Force 12 days after I graduated. I wanted to get into service as a volunteer, and the Air Force has always been a volunteer organization. It was created in 1947 by a order by Congress in the National Military Establishment. A lot of changes took place just after the end of World War II. So the Air Force was transitioning from the Army Air Force. Army, so all the regulations and so forth that took place had to be gradually modified to just Air Force. We called them Air Force regs or AFRs. I went through basic training rapidly because they moved us out to, I went to basic Lackland Air Force Base. They booted us out to Lowry Air Force Base for me and my career field for guidance. And continued basic training there. Went to a tech school in career guidance at Lowry Air Force Base in Denver. We had 25 in our class. We went to school 8 weeks, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, very intense. We were all committed to doing our best job. Again, we were volunteers. We were interested in getting promoted to private first class upon successful graduation from the class. Two of us out of the class that graduated were honor students, so we got an additional promotion. So it's kind of comfortable to go to your first permanent duty station with a little bit more on your sleeve than just one stripe. Next 11 months, I was in training to be fully skilled in my career field, and I hoped to be a supervisor during that time before I may have to go overseas. So my training situation at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, Headquarters Air Training Command, was very ideal for me. I had a master sergeant who was my mentor. And if you were to back up 3 feet, that's as far as the way I was from my master sergeant facing me every day. Master Sergeant Leopold, fully skilled in every aspect of the career field I was in. So here's Ken White, Ken, 16 years of formal education. What was I looking at? Learning as fast as I could, putting out every single day as important as it was to me. If I was going to be effective in the Air Force in World War II, or in the Korean War, I had to be relying upon me doing the job that was expected of me, that I was capable of. Whether it's in athletics or classroom or whatever, if you're vowing to do the best you know how each and every day, you're going to get somewhere if you maintain good health and good physical fitness. So while I was there, I got promoted twice. So here I was, 15 months in the Air Force, being at the right place at the right time when the Air Force was expanding. I felt very happy in 15 months to have 4 promotions, especially when I wasn't planning to be in a career position. But I wanted to be able to complement all the formal training I'd had, and the Air Force was doing its job for me too. Orders came through on June 1st, 1952, which was well along the Korean War, for me to go to Korea. So they knew where I was going to go. I didn't have any idea what I was going to do work-wise. I just knew I was assigned to headquarters, 5th Air Force, so all of Korea, all Air Force personnel. And when I got there, I found out quickly I was going to be non-commissioned officer in charge as a staff sergeant for the promotional records, basically, of all Air Force officers rated or not rated. Promotion records, performance reports that were rendered by other officers that were the superiors of these officers. Quite a lot of detail associated with it, but I enjoyed it. We worked 7 hours a day at that time in Korea. Everybody worked. The only time we got off was go to church on Sunday, which was in the compound where we ate all our meals. That's the only time we were away from work. People were very dedicated to work hard. Very little chance to recreate, because we didn't have any recreational facilities, except the Airman's Club, which is a social place. No ping pong tables, no athletic opportunities whatsoever. It was a place to socialize with alcohol, break time. But you knew when you worked 7 hours of 7 days a week, you were going to have to perform on the job each and every day. So you were pretty limiting and controlling your alcohol consumption. You don't get a chance to have a weekend relief. Every day is work day. And as a supervisor, my men never had to be accountable to me for any indulgence to excess. They took pride in their work. They were volunteers. And they knew what was expected of them, not just from me, from my officers. During the time I was there, I was asked by my superiors to go up for promotion again. I told them I didn't want to. They kind of persuaded me gently to go up for promotion. Why didn't I want to go for promotion? I wasn't a career person. I worked every day. I ate all my meals with people who were staff sergeants, tech sergeants, or master sergeants. I ate all my meals with them. I didn't know them personally that well because their work was so different from mine. And we didn't socialize, we worked on the job. We socialized only after hours if we went to the club. But the people I was going to be competing against for promotion were career people. And I felt they deserve consideration for promotion, but I yielded because it made my officers feel good about it. But I didn't want to, still didn't want to go. I was very relieved when I did make the promotion because all these other people that were being considered, they had a chance to be promoted. Any questions on anything I may have? I just wanted to mention that this.